Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you very much. The girls' game is just over, and it was all South Medford girls from the opening tip until the final buzzer. Final score 76-33. The South Medford Lady Panthers continue to be number one, ranked third in the state. With a record now of 9-0, Grants Pass is still in second place in the Southwest Conference with an 8-2, make that with a 7-2 record. So that's the situation for the Lady Cavers. Well, let's set the scene here for you, courtesy of our good friends at Robco Incorporated. They're the filler up company from quarry rock to all the fill material you need, plus all the experts to do it for you. Just pull into the yard and say, fill her up with your pickup, and they'll fill her up for you. On the floor right now, the Panthers have just taken the floor, and their warm-ups, which are certainly eye-catching. White tops with the blue and white-striped warm-up pants. The Cavers on the far side, the Cavemen on the far side, with their normal gray tops and black bottoms, getting ready for this contest. A pretty significant contest tonight, too. Let's go over that just real briefly. Grants Pass is third in the conference right now, behind South Medford and Sheldon. South Medford and Sheldon are tied at 7-1. Grants Pass in third place at 5-3. So Grants Pass likely not to catch South Medford or Sheldon, but we don't want to put all of that in your mind. Grants Pass is the underdog tonight, and we've got them on all floor. And I don't give away games, but I'm just telling you the status that we see. Because third place is certainly a guaranteed conference postseason berth. Now, why I bring that up is South Eugene is on the road tonight, and they are playing Willamette at Willamette. South Eugene is a game behind Grants Pass. They are 4-3. Grants Pass is 5-3. Now, should South Eugene win tonight and Grants Pass lose, Grants Pass would be 5-4, and South Eugene would be 5-3. So you see the situation there in terms of what could be happening in terms of the postseason. We'll talk about more when we come back right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, once again here in the pregame. It's a Tuesday night, so the student body section is usually a little shorter than it normally is. It's a school night, by all means, but it tends to fill up the closer we get to game time, and that's about 17 minutes away right now. On the far side, folks have been coming in enjoying a doubleheader tonight, and that's probably one of the best doubleheader values you'll find around. First of all, you get two great basketball games, usually the girls and the boys playing head-to-head. And on top of that, you get one of the state's best pep bands here. In fact, I've had fans from Southern Oregon or Southern Medford coming over and mentioning to me tonight how good this band really is. So it's entertainment, and it's a whale of a value here. You pay to get in, and you get this one more time. And that's the 17th of this month. That will be senior night here at Heater Newman Gym. So mark that one on your calendars, folks. It's a great entertainment value right here at Heater Newman Gym. So mark that one. Right now, that's the scene. Stay tuned for word from head coach Nate Olson after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at abbys.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
All right, pregame in 3, 2. Time now for word from head coach Dave Olson, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman. And, Coach, big game tonight. How big is this game for you, or is this just one more in a row?
You know, I really think it's one more in a row. I don't try to – we're not trying to make it any bigger than any other. I mean, obviously, we know it's – you know, standings-wise, just the rivalry with South, it's a big game. But I think we're just trying to...
Always a big game with South.
Exactly. It's just another game. I think it's how we got to treat it. Don't let the moment get too big.
All right. You've seen this team a couple of times already this year. One victory early non-conference at their floor and lost, but they were missing one of their big scorers, Clevenger. And I understand he's back this time. What kind of presence does he bring to this team?
You know, Joey's a dynamic athlete, so I think it's somebody he's really does a good job getting downhill, can create matchup problems for you. So we know he has been shooting it better and better. I think he's kind of finding his footing after missing some time. So, again, he's going to create a problem for us, but just, you know, one more guy that we got to figure out how to defend and then, again, not let him try to create too much for his teammates.
Right, right. Well, he had a full season behind him, I think 12 games coming into this contest, but he's still the leading scorer. Any specific defenses you're going to set up for him?
No, I don't think so. I think we know we got, you know, probably start James on him. Somebody just try to match athletically, you know, be athlete on athlete. But again, we kind of do it by committee. So I think it's really just working hard, knowing where he's at, finding where he's at, not giving him easy looks, and just making him work for any points he gets.
Well, he gets lots of support from Von Strahl and Johnson, and their first five is pretty strong, down to about the first seven, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're super balanced. I mean, I would say Joey's our best athlete and best probably scorer, but they're super balanced, which makes it tough. It's hard to say, hey, we got to stop so-and-so or so-and-so. So, hey, we got to be super sound, all five guys, and stop all their guys. Any of those guys who all make big shots and go on runs for them.
Any particular matchups you're looking for?
I don't think so. I think we're just going to try to, you know, again, you know, Q does a really good job just getting them in and stuff, super physical. So we got to limit his. He does a good job creating for them as well. And they can try to match Joey. And they're really trying to keep Jed off the glass. He's been dynamic offensive rebound and keeping plays alive for them. So we got to limit his offensive rebounds.
All right. Well, sounds like a job for Mr. Rosetta tonight, among others. All right. We'll have more for you right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Airmen.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, we've been talking about the South Medford Panthers. Let's talk about your bunch for a little bit. First of all, tell me about the health of the team.
Branson Young's still out, still sick. So
really?
But out with him tonight. Everybody else is decently healthy, so I think we're on hopefully getting over some of the sickness stuff besides him, so we'll see what happens.
All right, and how about the starters tonight?
I think Deadman will start for Young, so just for some size.
All right. Once again, any particular plans, any offensive situations that you're looking to create with Deadman and Young out?
No, I think we just run our stuff. I think we've been doing a good job of sharing the basketball, which is, I think, helped us with our successfully scoring some more points. So we've got to continue to do that and just, again, make the right play for each other. Give up a good shot to get a great shot, and we've been doing a good job of that. So we continue that. Hopefully it leads us to some success.
After the last game, it looked like your team was just trying to see who could make the best passes, and you're talking about team play and sharing the ball. Is that really the key to your success tonight?
I think it is. I think that and limiting turnovers. I mean, we talked about doing a better job. I mean, when we're averaging 20-plus, and now we're hopefully, you know, shooting for those low 10 to 12 range.
And coming down steadily.
Exactly. So I think that's our goal. I think that's been one of the keys to our success is that we – you know, when you don't turn it over, if you turn 10 less times, you get 10 more shots, you're bound to score some more points.
All right. All right, Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck tonight to all of you. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Just want to add a little bit to that, courtesy of the Indoor Air Man. They've got modern energy solutions. They can help you save on heating and cooling, delivering a healthier indoor environment to you, their neighbors, the Indoor Air Man. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking, Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply. Time now for the Grants Pass starting lineup. Let's start with let's do it numerically. 0-0, James Traylor, 6-foot sophomore, will start tonight. Number 2, senior at 5'8", that's Western Berg. Then comes number 5, another senior, 6'2", Grady McKittrick. And let's see. That will mean up next, number 13 would be Caden Dedman, a 6'1 junior. And finally, number 23, 6'5 junior, clogging up the middle, shooting outside, bringing the ball down. Mr. Do-Everything is Jordan Rosetta. We'll speculate on the South Medford Panthers when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. All right, let's speculate on what we expect from the South Medford Panthers. You heard us talk about Joey Clevenger with head coach Nate Olson. He is a 6'1 senior, averaging 11.7 points per game and hitting about 65% of his free throws. Now, he didn't start against Grants Pass in the previous two games that they played this year. However, we'll run down those 5 starters, although we expect Clevenger to start. I'm not sure who he would start in place of. Because also, well, let's figure that a 6'5 senior, Jed Johnson, whom head coach Olson also talked about specifically, Jed Johnson, averaging 11.6 points per game with 86% free throw shooting. He wears number 21. Also, Jake Van Straal, a 6-foot senior, averaging 7.3 points per game. Quentin Ritchie, a 6-foot senior, averaging 7.7 points per game. And then we get down to the fifth starter in the previous games, Jorge Pacheco. 0. He is a 5'9 freshman averaging 7.3 points per game. So those 6 will certainly play a portion of the major portion of the game. Clevenger will start in place of one of those 5, I'm sure. I'm just not sure which 5. Coming off the bench, we'll see another Pacheco, Levi, who is a little taller at 6'3. He's a junior. Lumpton, they're averaging 5-6 points a game when we get down into those numbers. Well, those are the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here as we continue to bring you Caveman Basketball. Keystone tonight's game, of course, brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. With the opponent tonight, the South Medford Panthers. Now, South Medford is tied with Sheldon for the lead in the Southwest Conference with a 7-1 record. Both teams are 15-6 overall. Then the Cavemen come in at third at five wins and three losses, 8-10 overall. So there's a bit of a difference there. You can see that Grants Pass did beat South Medford on January 2nd, a non-conference tilt by 1 point, 51-50. Then they lost to South Medford not that long later, on the 13th, 57-46. And the Cavemen were in that one till late in the basketball game and till the final 3 or 4 minutes. It was a seesaw affair with lead changing hands several times. So the key for the Grants Pass Cavemen is to get that extra 3 or 4 minutes and contain Mr. Clevenger. Sounds easy enough, doesn't it? Get on the floor and try it, folks. It promises to be a great basketball game, whichever way that goes. But we'll speculate some more when we come back right after this from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. At this point, four games left in the season, counting this one in the regular season. Whatever the postseason holds remains undetermined at this time. Top 32 teams go, and the top three from this conference go. So being in third place gets you certainly a postseason berth if you can hold on to it, and that's the battle for the Grant Cavemen for the last four games of the season, including tonight. And we'll talk more about that because Willamette is one of those games. North Medford is one of those games. It'll be North Medford here on the 17th. So that should be a great game. Went right down to the wire when we played them in their gym in Medford. So that's the situation that we're looking at. The Cavemen tonight need to make some of those great passes that we've been seeing. They really unleashed a great game against the South Eugene Axe the last time out. Great passing, sharing the ball, getting those assists, keeping the ball in play, taking care of the basketball. If you can do that against South Medford, this will go right to the wire here, and we'll have a great game tonight. You can bet on that, folks. In fact, bet the barn on it. We'll be back after, first of all, I need to tell you about Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. They have complete vacuum repair and supplies with all your sewing needs. On 6th Street between H and I, they'll bring in the keys to tonight's game. And we'll have the tip-off coming right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Does the home court advantage give the Cavemen enough to really overcome this pretty talented South Medford basketball team here? Well, we think so. But let's talk about home field advantage right now. And that, of course, comes with a court that you're familiar with. All your friends are here. You've slept in your own bed. You didn't have to travel, all those things. But with South Medford 30 minutes away, they've been here a lot. These young men know each other. They've been playing each other for years, both in throughout the summer on summer leagues. And because it's a short drive, there is a significant contingent of Panther faithful here following the Cavemen right over into to Grants Pass tonight. So they'll have their own fans right here in the Hayter Newman Gym. How big a factor is that? Well, we'll talk to you about that after the basketball game. So that's the situation here. Once again, Lady Cavers lost significantly, 66-33 to the South Medford Panthers in the opening game. We want to reiterate that coming up on the 17th, you'll have a unique entertainment doubleheader once again. Two varsity basketball games. The Cavemen will play the early game, I think, tipping off at 6 o'clock, followed by the Lady Cavers against North Medford's Black Tornado. They'll be here. It is senior night. Going to be lots of great entertainment. You will meet a lot of the players on the floor. And, of course, this great basketball pep band. And the fight song just kicking up right now. So we're just about ready to get this one underway here, folks. The fight song is underway. It's the last few seconds tick away on the warm-up clock here, and we'll get this one going because of the session. I'm not sure we'll have a second national anthem. We had one in the first game, but will remain to be seen. We'll certainly meet all the starters when we get going. So Plaza Swing and Vacuum brought you all of those great things tonight. So first quarter going to be brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. So the P announcer, of course, Clay Roundsville does a fine job. So the Panthers are the visitors tonight. Grants Pass is the home team. Starting five now for the South Medford Panthers. Jorge Pacheco gets the start tonight. 1-0. And then number five is Jake Von Strahl comes on. Number 11 is Quentin Ritchie coming onto the floor. Number 12, Joey Clevenger. And number 21, Jed Johnson. So about what we expected tonight. So we know the significant players for the Panthers. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Grants Pass Cavemen about to be introduced. Six-foot sophomore, James Traylor, being introduced. James averaging about 5 points a game. Number two, Weston Berg, 5'8", senior. Bulldog on defense. Senior leadership provided there, handing out a souvenir basketball to a young man in the stands as he joined his teammates. And number five being introduced is Grady McKittrick. Grady averaging 12.5 points a game coming into this one on my unofficial stats. Number 13 being introduced, that's Caden Deadman, a 6'1 junior. Deadman averaging about 3.5 points a game coming into tonight's contest. Capable of scoring in double figures, easily gets a shot to fall or two. At number 23, leading the way, Jordan Rosetta averaging 16.2 points per game. I can't tell you how many rebounds he has per game. They all handed out a souvenir basketball to young fans in the stands, hoping to be cavemen one day. And we'll move to the center of the court right now. First quarter going to be brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Just call Jay Moser. Say, Jay, here's the job I need. What's it going to cost? And he'll tell you. I had a neighbor have it do that once, and it cost him about half what the competition was talking about. Got a great job. 8 minutes on the clock, first quarter ready here. Once again for Moser Paving. Caveman basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass. Squaring off in the center of the floor, Jed Johnson at 6'5", squaring off against Jordan Rosetta, also at 6'5". There's the whistle. Ball comes to the center of court. It's high in the air and controlled by Rosetta to Deadman in the backcourt. And Deadman brings it across the timeline at center court. Quickly out right front court to Rosetta. Rosetta hands the ball off to Traylor. Traylor to the free throw line. Kicks the ball in the corner right hand side to McKittrick. Grady brings the ball out to Bird. Bird moves the ball left hand side. Gives the ball up to Traylor. Traylor left front court. Wants to drive. Goes to the corner. Spins into the paint. Has a move. Shot is up and it's off. No good. But he was fouled. We'll start at the free throw line for Traylor. He comes over. Foul called on number five on Strahl. He picks up the first infraction of the basketball game. Traylor going to the free throw line, hitting about 53% of his free throws. A little better than that. I don't have the stats from the last game installed yet. Shot is up, and this one's just short. No good. So one more shot coming from James. Was 4-for-4 last game. We'll check that. One dribble, two dribbles, deep, deep bend. Shot is up and hits the back of the iron. Off, no good. 0-for-2. Rebound into the hands of the Panthers. Come down the right-hand side. Stolen away by Traylor. Traylor's out in front of everybody. Goes hard to the glass, lays it up and in. And Traylor finds two for the Grants Pass Cavemen on the fast break. 2-0 here early. Ball down the right-hand side. Ball in the hands of Von Strahl. Von Strahl wing right-hand side. Being chased by Berg. And an offensive foul called on Pacheco. No, 21. It was on Jed Johnson on a blocking foul. Second team foul on the Panthers here early. Inbounds play for the Cavemen in the backcourt. It's McKittrick getting the ball into Dedman. Dedman to the forecourt, left side. Moves to the center, in between the circles now. Looks for help. Goes left-hand side then to Berg. Berg drives, goes all the way to the baseline, kicks it into the corner, then to Dedman. Dedman spins, gets into the paint, comes around. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of the... Oh, no, shot was good. Panthers come back on the attack. Ball in the hands of Pacheco. Pacheco out front, bounce pass left-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly to Richie. Richie to the free throw line. Shovels into the corner to Von Strahl. Von Strahl back up quickly to left-hand side to Johnson. Johnson gives the ball up to Pacheco. Back to Johnson, top of the key. Drives the right-hand side, wants to penetrate. And whistle stops the action. Blocking foul on, I believe, one of the Cavemen. Let's see. So Dedman will pick up the infraction. His first of the night. Inbounds play from the inline for the Panthers. They're into the floor as they put a box around the key, and they'll break out of that box as ball comes to the shot is up and good for number five as Von Strahl at the free throw line. Traylor on the drive, kicks the ball right hand side to Dedman. Dedman wing right hand side, still moving with the basketball, feeds it high post quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, wants to drive down the paint, puts the ball on the floor, strips the basketball. There's a battle for it right now. Rosetta's on the floor. Two men on the floor, finally picked up by the Panthers. Outlet pass is deflected, still up for grabs at the timeline. By Pacheco, ball kicked right-hand side, quickly to Von Strahl. Corner right-hand side as the Panthers finally pulled it down. Real battle for the ball coming down. Right-hand side, again the ball comes right-hand side to Von Strahl. Left-hand side in the corner, quickly to Richie. Richie brings the ball out front. And a foul called this time on McKittrick. Blocking foul on McKittrick. His first, second team foul on the Cavemen. Each team has two here in the first period. 5:45 to play. It's Cavemen by 2-4-2. Inbounds play coming from Richie from the sideline just in front of the Caveman bench. Gets the ball quickly to Von Strahl. Von Strahl right-hand side to Johnson. Johnson hands the ball back to Jorge Pacheco. Left-hand side out to Von Strahl. Von Strahl shot, top of the key, off no good. Rebound. Rebound Traylor. His outlet pass, though, stolen away by Johnson. Has the ball out front. Check that. That's Clevenger. Hands the ball off right-hand side on the wing. Back out front quickly to Pacheco. Drives, kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner. Shot is up by Johnson. It's off. No good. Rebound being fought for. And it falls into the hands of Berg. Shortest man on the floor. Drives it down the floor right-hand side. Stops top of the key. Looks left and right. Holds the basketball. Hands the ball off to Rosetta right-hand side. Rosetta looks for in the paint. Finds McKittrick on the cut, but the pass stolen away quickly by Von Strahl. Von Strahl in the backcourt, kicks the ball up quickly to Richie. Richie, left-hand side, wants to drive. Looks down on the corner, kicks the ball back out front again to Von Strahl. Out front then to Pacheco. Pacheco moves the ball to the right-hand side. Gives the ball up quickly. Man drives to the top of the key, spins there. In the paint, shot is up from good, and it's good for Richie. And Richie has two, and we're tied at four. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Traylor. Traylor hits the crosses the timeline, right front court. Wants to drive up. Pacheco does, has a room. Goes up for a shot and is fouled, I believe, by Von Strahl, but let's see. So the official comes to the side here. It is on Von Strahl. That'll be his second third team foul on the Panthers to go into the free throw line again. James Traylor 0 for 2 so far, 2 points in the basketball game. He's got half of the Cavemen scoring so far. Shot is up, rattled it in, and good. Has 3 points in the basketball, 3 of the Cavemen's 5. That's 60%. Keep that up all night, young man. One more shot for Traylor. This one's up and good. He has 4 in the basketball game. The Cavemen have 6 and lead by 2. In the backcourt, Panthers with the basketball. Pacheco crosses the timeline. Right front court picked up there by Berg. Wants to drive by Berg. Goes up. Berg goes right with him. Tried to slap the ball out of hands. Out of his hands. Thought he did, but he's still going to be called for the foul. So Berg will get the infraction. His first of the night. Third team foul on the Cavemen. Each team has 3. Pacheco goes back to the free throw line. About a 68% free throw shooter. So he'll have 2 opportunities to tie the game here. Deep breath, no dribble, shot is up and good. Flat-footed, no knee bend. Just dropped it through. One more shot coming for the 5'9 freshman. 3 dribbles this time. Shot is up, good. Tied at 6, 4:20 to play, first period. Inbounds play went to McKittrick, quickly to a Traylor. Traylor through heavy traffic. Lobs the ball right-hand side to Rosetta, hard to the glass. Goes up with the shot. Player control foul called on Rosetta. So that'll be the 4th on Rosetta, or probably the 4th on the team. 1st on Rosetta. 4th team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen here in the first period. 4:13 to play. Tied at 6. Defense a big factor here. Inbounds play comes to Pacheco. Crosses the timeline, right front court. Then cuts back to the left-hand side. Tries to penetrate. Kicks the ball in the corner, left-hand side. Deflected by Traylor, but picked up quickly by Lupton, who's into the game now. Defeated high post to Lupton. Lupton back to Pacheco. Spins at the free throw line. Elevate shot is up off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Rosetta through traffic. Protects the ball to the right-hand side. Sees the lane. Wants to go hard to the glass. Draws the foul this time. Put the shot up. That's no good. It was close. Stood up there for a while. And balanced and rolled away. Number 22, Mason Upton, gets his first foul, and that's the 4th team foul on the Panthers. So each team has 4, and at the free throw line is Jordan Rosetta, hitting better than 70% of his free throws. 2 dribbles. 1 more dribble. Deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Good. His first point of the bay tonight comes from the charity stripe. Bronx checks in for Berg. Berg sits down. Number 3 comes in for the Panthers, that's Miller. 1 more shot coming for Rosetta. Deep breath. Knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. Nothing but net. First 2 comes from the charity stripe. The Cavemen lead at 8-6. Panthers have the basketball in the forecourt, right-hand side, in the hands of Richie. Gives it up front quickly to Upton. Left-hand side. Back to the right-hand side once again. Shot is up, and a player control foul called. Once again, this one goes against number 22, I believe. It is Lupton. Lupton will pick up his second, and that's the 15 foul on the Panthers. So from now on, any whistle against the Panthers, they'll go to the free throw line in this period. Lupton comes out after that. Cavemen basketball coming in, bounce from the in line. Deadman will make the play. The Cavemen put up a double high post at the free throw line and 2 wings out, and they'll throw it long, and the ball goes down to, intended for Grady Upton, but stolen away by the Panthers. Came down in front of him. Ball comes back right-hand side. Then down low to Clevenger. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound to Deadman. Deadman through heavy traffic. It's 2-on-3. Leads the pass out to Bronx. Bronx hard to the glass. Goes up with a shot. No good. Pulled down by number 20. That's Atchley. Ball comes up quickly to Richie. Richie left-hand side, goes in the corner, left-hand side to Clevenger. Clevenger drives, puts a shot up, that's good. We are tied at 8 now, 3 minutes to play, first period. Traylor in the backcourt, drives past his defender into the forecourt, left-hand side, back out between the circles, then to Rosetta, right-hand side to Bronx, wing right. Looks out front, tries to go down, gets the free throw line, lose the basketball, gives it up to Rosetta in the paint. Fade away, 8-footer, in and out, won't go. Rebound taken down once again by Atchley. Atchley gets the ball out quickly to Johnson. Johnson right-hand side with the basketball. Drives right-hand side, tries to get the paint. Comes left-hand side, gives the ball up quickly to Richie. Richie down the paint, shot is up and good. And Richie now has 4 points in the basketball game. The Cavemen trail by 2, 10-8. Trailer in the backcourt now drives, comes into the forecourt quickly to the free throw line, has a lane, stops, shovels left-hand side, then to a Rosetta, corner left-hand side. Rosetta attacks, comes in, hard to the glass, won't go. Rebound fought for. Finally, Rosetta gets it back up and in. His first field goal tonight, he's got 4. And we're tied at 10. 2 minutes to play, first period action. On the fly, here comes Richie down the left-hand side. Stops just outside the paint. Looks for help. Loses the basketball, picked up by Bronx. Bronx controls the basketball, gives it right back to Traylor. And Traylor walks it down uncontested. Into the forecourt, right side. Holds the basketball, left-hand side quickly to Dedmon. Dedmon left front court, bullet pass inside to McKittrick. Can't use it, double-teamed inside, foul called underneath. And McKittrick will go to the free throw line. So Scotty Miller will pick up the infraction as the Panthers using deep into their bench at the free throw line. Grady McKittrick, who's a great shooter, except when it comes to free throws. Deep bench, shot is up. Good this time. Gerlitz checks in for Grant's pass. So we've got Gerlitz, Traylor, McKittrick, Rosetta, and Bronx on the floor. One more shot coming for McKittrick. Shot is up. Good. So McKittrick finds his first two at the charity stripe. Inbounds play quickly for the Panthers. Goes to Pacheco. And Pacheco with the light blue shoes on the right-hand side. Comes into the forecourt. Picked up there by McKittrick. Spins. Can't get by the defense. Flips the ball out front quickly. Shot is up for 3. And it's good by Miller. Scotty Miller gets this first one from beyond the arc. And we're down by 1, 13-12. In the forecourt, Rosetta hands the ball off to Traylor. Traylor out front, one-hand shot, right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick drives the free-throw line, double-teamed there. Spins, bounce pass right-hand side to Bronx. And they're going to call him for travel. Those quick feet get him into trouble. That turns the ball back over. 13-12, Grant's pass down by 1 to the South Panthers. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Will come inbounds from the sideline just in front of the Panthers' bench. It will come from Atchley. Atchley gets the ball into Pacheco, and Pacheco into the forecourt that quickly. Between the circles, bounce pass left-hand side quickly to Clevenger. Clevenger to the deep free throw line, kicks the ball right-hand side. Elevate, shot is up, and hits the back of the iron, rolls off. No good. Rebound, Clevenger puts it back up and in. So Clevenger has his fourth point, and the Cavemen down by 3, 15-12. McKittrick down the left-hand side, wants to drive. Attacks along the baseline, pulls it back. Gives the ball down low to Rosetta. Corner right-hand side, then to Gerlitz. Gerlitz back out front to Traylor. Traylor wants to drive, spins, 19 seconds on the shot clock. Lose the ball out of bounds. It was deflected. It'll be Panther basketball. 15-12, Grant's pass down by 3. 30 seconds left here in the first period. Inbounds play goes to Pacheco. Comes down uncontested. All right-hand side. Cavemen showing a man-to-man defense right now. Stops between the circles. Bounce pass right-hand side quickly to Miller. Miller with the basketball at the top of the key. Hands the ball off quickly to Huxtable. Huxtable right-hand side. Gives the ball back out to Clevenger. 10 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. Clevenger out front wants to take it all the way. Hands the ball off right-hand side. Long three on the way. Rolls off. No good. Rebound chased down in the corner. Turnaround jumper at the buzzer is good. So Ashley gets a 3 at the end of the first period. The Cavemen are down by 6, 18-12. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Black Flag Armory will bring you the second period here. They're now fully stocked for the seasons, ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories. And right now, they're the suppressor experts locally. Black Flag Armory. To start the second quarter, the Panthers will get the ball inbounds on the alternate possession rule. Pacheco will take the inbounds play in the backcourt as the Cavemen put a man now on everybody as Bronx race to pick up Pacheco as he comes across the timeline, left front court. Left-hand side, quickly to Miller. To Pacheco, left-hand side as he cuts to the quarter, right-hand side. Brings the ball back out to the wing, then down low, right-hand side, again to Miller. Spins and fires, and it's good. So Miller has his fifth point of the basketball game, and it's 20-12. Grants pass down by eight. They need to answer here. Trader, left front court. Bullet pass left-hand side to Bronx. Gives the ball down low on the baseline to Rosetta. Rosetta to Gerlitz went up with a shot that was blocked, picked up quickly by number 11. Richie brings the ball down left-hand side, looks in the paint, flips the ball back out for Pacheco. Right-hand side to Miller. Then in the corner right-hand side, Clevenger elevates, shot is up and off. No good. Rosetta with the rebound. Kicks the ball right back to Traylor. Grants pass down by eight, still looking to convert one here. Traylor into the forecourt, left-hand side to McKittrick. Then on the baseline, down low to Bronx. Goes up with a shot, deflected, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Rosetta and Miller. And on the alternate possession rule, it'll go to Grants Pass after they're tied up for the jump ball. Bronx comes over to make the inbounds play from the end line as the Cavemen try to put that screen down the left-hand side, but the ball slapped away on the inbounds. Pardon me, lost on the inbounds, evidently. Goes right back to the Panthers. 20-12, they lead by eight. Bronx double-teamed in the back as the ball finally comes into Richie. Richie brings the ball down the left-hand side. It's a Cavemen show a little zone defense right now. Ball goes left-hand side. Kicks the ball back out front. Then right-hand side to Miller. Miller drives, elevates right-hand side, off the glass. No good. Whistle stops the action. And we have a foul called on Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his first infraction of the night, first team foul on the Cavemen this period. Going to the free throw line right now is Scotty Miller. With 5 points on a three and a two, this first shot is up and good. He now has 6 points in the basketball game and is the leading scorer, I believe. Huxtable checks out, and number 20 returns the basketball game. That's actually. So I believe the Panthers have played about everybody right now. Shot is up and good this time. So Miller finds two for two at the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the contest, and the Cavemen lead right now by trail by 10. 22-12. McKittrick into the forecourt now. Goes right-hand side to Traylor. Ball slapped away and stolen by Pacheco. Breaks out front. Stops. Gets Traylor up in the air, and they're going to call a foul on Traylor. Never want to. No, they call the travel first on Pacheco. Trying to get his feeding stopped and slid his feet. Traylor gets the ball inbounds quickly to McKittrick, left-hand side. Being bothered all the way by Richie. So McKittrick into the forecourt, comes right-hand side, then to Traylor. Traylor on the wing, right-hand side, looks down low. Down low then to Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass, puts a shot up. That is no good, but he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Not a bad thing. Foul. So Jed Johnson will pick up his second of the night. Rosetta goes to the free throw line where he's 2 for 2 tonight, has 4 points in the basketball game so far, and averages from the free throw line. I have him for about 73% on the season. There's his second set of dribbles, third dribble. Deep breath. There's the deep end. Shot is up and good. 3 for 3, 5 points for Jordan tonight. So far, 6:19 to play. We're in the second period. Cavemen trail 22-13 to the South Panthers. Second set of dribbles, one more. And there's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up and good. 4 for 4 for Rosetta. Clevenger checks back in the basketball game. And Jed Johnson sits down. It'll be Panthers ball inbounds. We get everybody set. And Clevenger will make the inbounds play against full court pressure by the Cavemen right now. Bounce pass goes left-hand side quickly into the hands of Richie. Richie slides down the right-hand side. Goes in the corner right-hand side. Hands off to Reese. Reese to the free throw line. Elevates him there. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound cleared by the Panthers. Outlet goes right-hand side. Then lob way out front to Pacheco, and the Panthers reset. Pacheco comes out on the right-hand side. Hands it off to Richie. Kicks the ball down low. Back out to Pacheco, wing right-hand side. Then out front to Clevenger. Clevenger wants to drive by trailer. Can't do it. Tripped up. Gives the ball off, though, to number 11, Richie. And he goes up with a shot. That's good. He's got six in the basketball game. 24-14. The Cavemen still down by 10. Trailer in the backcourt. On the drive. Up the top of the key. Loses the basketball. Gets it right back, though. Bullet pass down low. Deflected by Miller. They were trying to get the ball right then to Rosetta. The Panthers just stepped out of bounds, ready to take the ball back inbounds. The official says, no, it's Caveman basketball. Trailer over to make the inbounds play. As the Caveman put a box around the key this time. And Trailer gets the ball left-hand side. Slapped away, intended for Gerlitz. But slapped out of his hands, out of bounds, and the ball goes right back to the Panthers. Panthers really hawking the ball right now. Caveman want a timeout. Head coach Nate Olson wants to talk about it. His chain down by 10, 24-14, 5:32 to play, and we'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman down by 10 right now, 24-14 here in the second period, 5:32 to play. The Panthers have really been after the basketball tonight and used a lot of players. I think they've used about everybody but one. Pacheco has a ball in play right now in the forecourt for the mid in blue, and the blue tonight is Panther blue. Ball right-hand side, gives a ball up to Clevenger. Clevenger right-hand side, bounce pass down low, stolen away by Rosetta. Rosetta protects the basketball, brings it down the court himself into the forecourt, left-hand side. Gives the ball up to McKittrick, right in the center circle. Grady is directing traffic, looking for someone to cut right now. Puts the ball on the floor himself, moves left-hand side, and I believe is fouled by number 11. That's the call. So Richie will pick up, that's his first of the night. Second team foul on the Panthers in this period. Trailer comes out and gets a little breather as Deadman returns to the lineup. So we've got Bronx, Gerlitz, Deadman, McKittrick, and Rosetta. And Rosetta, hard at the glass, puts one up and in. Gets his second field goal. He's got eight in the basketball game. And it's an eight-point lead for the Panthers, who have the basketball right now in the hands of number 20. That's Ashley. Ashley gives the ball up quickly to Miller. Bullet pass down low to Pacheco. Caught in the paint, triple team. Back out to Miller. Miller for three and hits it. Miller, that's his second three of the night. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. And it's 27-16. Grants Pass down by 11 on the three-point shot. Deadman attacks for Grants Pass. Finds a little seam. Kicks the ball right-hand side looking for Bronx out there. And as he was going by, I believe he was fouled. Let's check it. Foul called on number three, Miller. Miller will pick up his second, third team foul on the Panthers as Trailer returns and Gerlitz comes back out. Rosetta going to make the inbounds play this time from the end line as the Caveman once again put up that double high post at the free throw line and a couple of wings. Now they already shuffle out of that left-hand side. The ball comes into Trailer. Trailer head fakes, drives, gets the inside the paint, draws the double team, hands off though to Bronx. And Bronx again with his quick feet, called for the travel. 27-16. Bronx, you got to get some dull shoes. Those bright pink ones just draw their attention. It'll be Panther ball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor. They're going right to left across the radio dial. And that's from the Commons towards A Street. Pacheco brings the ball down across the timeline, right front court. Gives it left-hand side to Von Strahl. Von Strahl between the circles right now. Gives the ball up right-hand side. Gives it up to Richie. Richie with the basketball. Still looking for help, doesn't do much with it, then hands the ball off again. Right-hand side to Von Strahl. In the corner, right-hand side, then to Richie. Richie looks for help, finds Pacheco, right front court, against the Caveman zone right now. 27-16, Caveman trail, ball left-hand side. Number 11 on the drive, gets in the paint, fadeaway four-footers, good. And Richie gets his fourth field goal, his eighth point in the basketball game, and the foul going to be called on Bronx. Bronx will get his first infraction of the night. Second team foul on the Caveman this period. And going to the free throw line is at number 11, Quentin Ritchie. 62% free throw shooter. One dribble, shot is up. That quickly, good. And South Medford calls a timeout. A look at the scoreboard, it's 30-16. Grant's 3:52 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman Trail right now, 30-16, 3:52 to play, second period. Caveman offense fairly stalled after playing real close in the first half of the first quarter. Caveman basketball inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor, and Dedman against full court pressure right now, looking to get the ball inbounds. Does finally to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, comes to the right-hand side, against the double team, stops at the timeline, trapped there, gets the ball, lost the ball up. Quickly, lead pass comes out the right-hand side, but you can't catch up with it. Goes right back out of bounds. Still Grant's pass, ball inbounds. Couldn't get it down. Rosetta was trapped at the timeline, couldn't go backwards, was surrounded. Ball slapped out of his hands, picked up by the Panthers. They threw it the length of the court, but still couldn't control it. Still full court pressure as Dedman tries to get the ball inbounds. Again, gets the ball inbounds to, or to right to get it to Rosetta. Stepping in front of him was Clevenger, and he jumped out and fell out of bounds. So still Grants Pass ball inbounds, this time from the sideline, not the end line. And finally the ball comes into McKittrick. McKittrick in the backcourt working against Ritchie on the drive, spins in the forecourt now. Keeps the ball alive, moves off left-hand side. Back, bullet pass down low to Traylor. Traylor hard to the glass, won't go, fighting for the rebound. It finally pops out to Clevenger, 3-on-2 break. Clevenger goes left-hand side to Ritchie. Ritchie to the glass, lays one up and in. Ritchie with his fifth field goal, has 11 in the basketball game. Back on the attack, Traylor right-hand side, trying to find a hole for it. Ball goes right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick right-hand side, gets into the paint, kicks the ball back out to Dedman. Dedman almost lost it, then drives, kicks the ball right-hand side to Rosetta, goes hard to the glass. Rosetta gets his third field goal, and he's got 10 in the basketball game, and it's 32-18. Pacheco into the forecourt, wants to drive, goes left-hand side, shoots over Rosetta, off no good. Rosetta rebounds, long pass, bullet pass intended for Traylor, picked off by Clevenger. Clevenger comes back all the way, lays one up and in, and called for the offensive foul. So Clevenger will pick up his first of the night on offense. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor. And he comes out, and number 22 takes his place. That's Upton, or Lupton, L-U-P-T-O-N. So Amaya checks into the basketball game. Let's see, who on the floor do we have? Okay, we've got Rosetta, McKittrick, Bronx, Dedman, and Traylor. Is that right? Yeah. Ball comes right-hand side to McKittrick. Pressure falls back. Only one man to deal with in the backcourt. McKittrick comes up against Ritchie. Into the forecourt, left-hand side. Calls for help. Bounce pass right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta bothered by Clevenger. Comes right-hand side back to McKittrick for three. Left-hand side. Rims and out. No good. Whistle stops the action afterwards. And it's going to be against the Cavemen, I believe. Rosetta. He'll pick up his second. They call intentional? What? What? I believe that's what's happened. It works like a technical. So they'll call for their free throw shooter. So it's treated, so all the people going, all the opposing, all the players except the shooter goes into the backcourt. And at the free throw line, I believe that's Von Strahl. Shot is up and good. So he'll have two and they'll get the basketball back. One more shot coming for Jake Von Strahl. Shot is up. Good. So he's 2 for 2. They'll get the basketball back now. Amaya checks in for Grant's Pass, and Bronk sits down. So we've got Amaya, Rosetta, Traylor, Dedman, and McKittrick. Grant's Pass trailing 34-18. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes quickly to Richie. Richie, forecourt, right-hand side. Directs traffic himself. Flips the ball right-hand side to Pacheco on the wing. Amaya comes after him. Flips the ball back out front quickly to Lupton. Lupton left-hand side to Richie. Right-hand side then to Van Strahl. Van Strahl gives the ball up. Back to Von Strahl between the circles. Van Strahl surrounded. Gives the ball left-hand side quickly to Johnson. Johnson in the corner right-hand side. Shot is up. And good by Richie. Dedman brings the ball down. Amaya brings the ball down left-hand side. Kicks it right-hand side to McKittrick. Grady between the circles. Goes left-hand side. Looks down low. Was looking for Traylor. Now surrounded by Richie. Looks right-hand side for Dedman. Dedman wants to attack. Goes right-hand side. High off the glass. Won't go. Rebound into the hands of Pacheco. Lead pass out quickly to number 21, Johnson. And he is fouled by McKittrick. So McKittrick will pick up the infraction. He is second of the night. Fourth team foul on the Grants Pass Caveman. And going to the free throw line, Jed Johnson. Johnson will have two shots. He has yet to score in the basketball game. And one of their leading scorers. Shot is up and good. 2, 4, 6. Panthers now 8 of 8 from the free throw line. And they send in Mr. Atchley. Atchley takes a place. So he and Lupton will handle the rebounds. Everybody else will be back on defense. And one more shot coming for Johnson. Shot is up and good. So Johnson's first 2 points comes at the charity stripe. Johnson comes out and Huxtable comes in for the Panthers. Wearing their blue uniforms, white numerals tonight. Caveman in their home whites. And McKittrick will make the inbounds play from the end line. Goes left-hand side quickly to Amaya, who is trapped. Gives the ball up quickly to McKittrick. Back right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor flies into the forecourt right-hand side. Draws the double team. Drives by it. Tries to attack. Was underneath the bucket. Hit the back of the backboard. Whistle called. And I'm not sure which way it's going. Let's see. Atchley will pick up his first 15 foul as Traylor goes back to the free throw line where he's 2 of 4 tonight. Shot is up and good. Now 3 of 5. That's his 5th point of the contest. And one more shot coming for the young man. It's 38-19. Grants Pass trails. Shot is up and hits the back of the iron too hard. Off. Rosetta right-hand side on the rebound. Attacks along the baseline. Elevates off glass. Won't go. Rebound then controlled by number 22 come down the floor. That's Lupton. Lupton gives the ball up to Pacheco, right front court. Pacheco slides down the sideline, hands the ball off right-hand side to Richie. Richie with the basketball, working against Amaya. Left-hand side, then ball into the corner, right-hand side to Atchley. Atchley down low to the low post. Back to Atchley from the wing. Gets the three. His second three of the night. He's got 6 points. And it's 41-19 in the final minute of play here. 45 seconds left in the half. On the drive, Traylor comes out all the way. Elevates at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. He gets his second field goal of the night. He's got 7 points in the contest. 41-21. Grants Pass down by 20. Coming up to the half break. Ball right-hand side. 30 seconds on the clock. Panthers will look for the last shot. Out front. Ball comes right-hand side to Pacheco. Back out front quickly to Richie. Left-hand side then to Lupton. Lupton back out front to Richie. Richie right-hand side to Pacheco. Pacheco left-hand side then to Richie on the wing. Back out to Pacheco. Pacheco looks down low. 10 seconds on the clock. Pacheco drives left-hand side. Gets a pick. Gives the ball back out front. Back right-hand side to Richie. Richie drives the free throw line. Shot is up. Off no good. Rebound to Rosetta at the buzzer. And that's the way the first half will stand. 41-21. Grants Pass trails. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back at the half. It is 41-21. Grants Pass down by 20 to the South Medford Panthers. Did not expect that big a score this early. At any rate, let's run down what we have for you. Grants Pass scoring came on 6 field goals. They were 9 of 12 from the free throw line. That's 75%. We're whistled for 6 fouls compared to 11 fouls against the Panthers. Panthers scoring came on 14 field goals. 4 three-pointers, and they were 9 of 9 from the free throw line. Count it all up, it's 41-21 in favor of the South Medford Panthers. We'll run down some individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, 41-21. Grants Pass down by 20 to the Panthers of South Medford. South Medford scoring, first of all, coming off the bench, Pierce Atchley. 2 field goals, both threes. He's got 6 points and a single foul. Let's see. Sammy Huxtable also got some minutes. Didn't figure into my scoring line. Also coming off the bench, Scotty Miller has 3 field goals, 2 of them threes, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He's leading a lot of the scores with 10 points. No, he's not the leading scorer, but he's in double figures with 10. Mason Lupton, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. Jorge Pacheco in a starting role, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 2 points and no fouls. Jake Von Strahl, 1 2-point field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 4 points and 2 fouls. Jed Johnson, no field goals and 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 2 points and 2 fouls. Joey Clevenger, 2 field goals, 4 points and a single foul. And their leading scorer is Quentin Ritchie with 5 field goals. 1 for 1 at the free throw line, 11 points and a single foul. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, we saw Abisaya Maya just briefly and didn't figure into my scoring line. Same thing with Preston Gerlitz. Bronx Ely came off the bench and picked up a single foul. Caden Deadman on the starting roll, 1 2-point field goal tonight. and a single foul so far. Westenberg picked up a single foul. James Traylor, two field goals, 3-4-6 at the free throw line. He has 7 points and a single foul. Grady McKittrick, 2-for-2 at the free throw line, 2 points and two fouls. And Jordan Rosetta, 3 field goals, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points and is the leading Grants Pass scorer, and he has 2 fouls. Count it up once again, 41-21. Grants Pass trails by 20. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. 41-21, the South Medford Panthers lead by 20 points and have unleashed a smothering defense. And I've not quite figured out the entire situation, but certainly they have clogged up the lane. Every shot taken within 10 feet of the bucket is contested. Everything is contested. Rosetta's having a tough time finding any room underneath the basketball goal in order to get a shot up. Everything from the outside is being contested. In fact, we don't have many shots from the outside at all. We don't have a three so far in the first half at all because there's always a hand in your face. And the Panthers, of course, hawking the basketball, have forced some turnovers at some times. They're in the passing lanes of the Grants Pass Cave, and that's the reason the lead so far. Turnovers and that smothering defense have really frustrated Grants Pass, certainly in the first half. So we'll see if head coach Nate Olson has found a way to get his guys out of that, whether it's a quick first step, a different formation, or a different combination of players on the floor, because he's already tried about 8 players so far. 21-41, Grants Pass down by 20. The Panthers out of the locker room here early, and they are on the floor right now getting some warm-ups. So we've yet to see the Cavemen emergent. And when they do, we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard to find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, 41-21 the score. Guys, Grants Pass down by 20 here in the first half, looking for a way to get back into it. We want to mention once again, coming up on February 17th, it's a doubleheader once again here at Heater Newman Gym. It's probably one of the best entertainment values in the valley. You come, you get 2 great basketball games, 2 varsity basketball games. The Cavemen have the early game. I think that one's tipping off at 6 that night, and the Lady Cavers will follow. That is senior night, so you get a chance to see all the seniors being honored and of course, enjoy the great band in between times here. So it's great entertainment value coming up once again on the 17th of this month. It is senior night here at Heater Newman Gym for both the Cavers and the Cavemen. Last minute of play ticking away, last minute of the warm-up clock, the halftime clock here ticking away. So we'll take a little pause. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. 41-21, the score at the half. Third quarter going to be brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service, located in Grants Pass in Medford. They service your vehicle, but they take care of you and taking care of a lot of people with their peanut butter and jelly drive right now. Going to turn that over, I think, on the 13th to they've got a big stack there. And just because of that, Grants Pass Broadcasting delivered Taco Tuesday to the crew out there at Kelly's Automotive Service. I understand the tacos are gone pretty quickly. Back on the floor, alternate possession rule. It'll be Panthers ball inbounds on the sideline to get things started here in period number three. Grants Pass down by 20, but Pacheco takes the inbounds pass, and the Panthers come back looking to add to that lead. Berg on his feet now, picking up Pacheco at the timeline. Alley-oop in down low. Then the ball goes to Clevenger. Lays it up and in. And they had worked that one out. So Clevenger gets his third field goal. And he has six in the basketball game. 6 points, that is, on the drive. Cavemen bring it down in the hands of McKittrick. Then back right-hand side. Then to Dedmon. Dedmon out front between the circles now. As the Cavemen work out of double high post. Dedmon comes left-hand side. Gives it to Rosetta on the wing left-hand side. And Rosetta drives. Gets in the paint. Wants to go all the way down. And I think it was foul going up. Took the whistle a little bit to blow. Richie got the foul. His second first team foul on anybody here this half. Inbounds play from the inline for Mr. Traylor as he came in once again, box out that key. And Traylor will flip the ball left-hand side to Dedmon on the wing. Dedmon spins down low to the baseline, elevates, goes up with the shot, and he is fouled also by 12, and Clevenger pleads his innocence. Methinks he doth protest too much. Pardon me, it was Jed Johnson. No, it is. It is Clevenger. His second. Second team foul, and going to the free throw line is Mr. Dedmon. So Dedmon will have two. Dedmon, not a great free throw shooter, at least according to my stats. Shot is up and hits the back of the iron and bounces off. I have him 3 for 11 coming into this contest. And once again, there's one game missing from my stats right now. Shot is up, and this one's off also. Rebound fought for, and finally controlled by the Panthers. Right-hand side. Lead pass comes up to Richie. Richie spins into the forecourt, left front court. Reads the floor, checks out McKittrick, who's coming after him. Bounce pass, left-hand side. They give the ball to Clevenger. Clevenger out front, top of the key to Von Strahl. Right-hand side then to Richie. Richie, top of the key, back left-hand side to Von Strahl. Von Strahl wants to drive, gets to the free throw line, left-hand side to Richie. Richie drives all the way, gets the left-hand side to Clevenger coming in from the baseline, puts it up and in, and is fouled. Check that. It was 21, Jed Johnson. So Johnson will get his first field goal. And so Dedmon will pick up the foul. That'll be his second, and it's a free throw line. Once again, number 21, Johnson, who is 2 for 2 so far tonight. Shot is up and good. Gives him 5 points in the basketball game. It's 46-21. Grants Pass still looking for the first points in the half here. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Dedmon. Dedmon looking down low. Drives the left-hand side. Stops top of the key. Comes back right-hand side. Ball slapped away. It was intended for McKittrick, but coming after it was Richie, and he was flying. Knocked the ball out of bounds. Threw the offense completely off, so McKittrick from the end line now flips it into the backcourt to Berg. Berg into the forecourt, drives right down to the corner left-hand side. Stops, comes back into the paint, looks left and right for a cutter, can't find anybody. Flips it out front then to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, comes to the top of the key, wants to drive all the way, comes down. Five-footer fade away off glass, and it's good for Rosetta. Haven't seen that shot from him before. He's got 12 in the basketball game now. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Johnson. Lacks along the baseline. Lays one up and in. And Johnson gets his second field goal. He's got 7 in the basketball game. Timeout on the floor. 6:16 to play. It's 48-23. And we'll be back with more right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, 48-23. Grants Pass still trying to figure out this defense, this smothering defense that the Panthers have really unleashed on the Cavemen tonight. And the Cavemen send out Bird, Traylor, Dedman, McKittrick, and Rosetta. Same starting five tonight. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Traylor will bring the ball inbounds, and he's got right-hand side to McKittrick. If the Cavemen flood the zone in the backcourt. McKittrick now coming down. Sees a trap and gives it ball off to Dedman. Dedman drives through the right-hand side. Working against left-hand side. Gives the ball up to McKittrick along the baseline into Berg. And Berg tries to elevate. And they call him for the travel. So 48-23. Saw at the six-minute mark here. The third period. Caveman basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Jorge Pacheco brings it down. Jorge into the forecourt. Right front court. Bounce pass. Deflected and goes right back to Pacheco. Got his up, and Dedman finally forces the turnover. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Comes back 2-on-3. Lays it up all the way and was fouled from behind. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple of more. And the foul going to be called on Clevenger. That'll be his third. And at the free throw line once again is Caden Dedman. 0-for-2 from the charity stripe. 2 points in the basketball game. And the officials talking to Clevenger. Clevenger unhappy with something. Shot is up and good this time for Dedman. 1-for-3. That's his third point tonight. Miller checks in and Clevenger sits down. Dedman one more shot. Shot is up and good. Dedman now 2-of-4 from the free throw line. 4 points in the contest. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Quickly goes to Richie. Richie working nose to nose this time with Berg. McKittrick comes over to help. They throw over it. Ball left hand side to Von Strahl out front to Pacheco. Right hand side then to and away from the basketball. Another foul call. Let's see which way is this going.
Double foul.
All right. Double foul, Jake Von Strahl and Caden Dedman each call for a foul. So Panther basketball inbounds from the sideline in between the Panthers bench and the scorer's table. Richie comes over to make the play and looks for help against full court pressure. Ball comes back quickly to Richie back left-hand side. Then to Von Strahl, back to Pacheco. Pacheco out front to Miller, left-hand side. Miller looks down low. He can hit the three from there. Gives it to Pacheco. Pacheco spins, 15-footer up on the way. No good. Rebound Dedman. Dedman's long pass stolen away by Richie. Richie flies it right-hand side to Miller. Miller elevates 10-footer right-hand side off glass, and it's good for Miller. Miller with 12 points in the basketball game. 50-25. The Panthers just doubling up the Cavemen. Ball into the backcourt to Dedman. Dedman across the timeline, right front court. Miller tries to surround him, but then backs off. Then on the fly, Dedman comes deck all the way off glass, won't go. Rebound cleared by Von Strahl. Von Strahl puts the ball on the floor himself. Headed down the floor, across the timeline, left front court. Stops there, looks for help. 25-footer on the way and nailed it. Nobody in his face. Wow. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. That was easily 25 feet. Ball right-hand side, inbounds play to Berg. Berg gives the ball right back to Traylor. Traylor drives right-hand side, right front court. Hands the ball off to Rosetta. Rosetta with the basketball, left-hand side to McKittrick. Then to Berg. Berg left-hand side in the paint. Scott Rome floats one up. That's good. And Berg finds two for the Grants Pass Cavemen. 53-25. Grants Pass calls timeout. A look at the scoreboard. 4:12 to play here in the third period. And we'll take this timeout. We'll be back right after Mr. Official tell me. After this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
12 minutes left in this contest, 8 in the fourth period, and 4-12 left here in the third. Cayman send back out Rosetta, Berg, McKittrick, Traylor, and Dedman. Same starting five tonight. 53-27 the score. Grants pass on the short end of that one. Inbounds play uncontested in the backcourt. Finally ends up in the hands of, that's not Pacheco bringing the ball down. That's Ritchie, the right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Ritchie on the wing. Back out front then to Miller. Miller drives, spins in the paint, elevates, 10-footer fadeaway. It's up and good for Miller. Miller with 14 points in the basketball game. Surprised we haven't seen more of him. Way above his average. On the drive, McKittrick into the forecourt for Grant's pass. Top of the key now. Looking for a cutter inside. Bounce pass right-hand side to Traylor. Lays one up and in, and the Cavemen execute. And Traylor finds another one. He's got 9 points in the basketball game now. In the backcourt, Jorge Pacheco brings the ball down shoulder to shoulder against Berg. Gives the ball right-hand side to Johnson. Johnson has the ball slapped away in the corner after being trapped there. And it is going to be against grass pass basketball. And ball is coming inbound from just in front of the Panthers bench near the corner. Inbounds play then comes to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, checks the foreground, brings the ball down himself, working against number 14. That's Huxtable. Ball left-hand side to Traylor on the wing. He attacks, comes to the free throw line, spins. Elevate shot is up, and he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. A couple of players there. We'll see which way it goes. So Huxtable comes off the bench and picks up the foul and going to the free throw line. James Traylor. James 3-for-6 from the free throw line with 9 points so far in this contest tonight. 55-29 the score for the Cavemen on the short end. Shot is up and hits the front of the air and off. No good. One more for James. Two dribbles, deep knee bent. Shot is up and off. No good. And in the rebounding action, Rosetta had the rebound. Looks like he was trying to go back up. Another foul called. And Huxtable there again draws the foul. This time Rosetta will go to the free throw line. So Rosetta stands in with his 12 points in the basketball game. 3:10 to play here in the third. Caveman basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Two dribbles. Two more dribbles. One more. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up and good. 5-for-5. That's his 13th point. Looking for 14 now as Rosetta toes the line. Gets the basketball back in his hands. There's the two dribbles. Two more dribbles. One more dribble. There it is. All right. Deep breath. Deep knee bend. Shot is up and good. Rattled twice but went through. 14 points for Rosetta so far in the basketball game. 31-55. Grants pass on the short end of that score. Full court pressure by the Cavemen. The lead pass comes up to Miller. Bullet pass right-hand side to strip of the basketball. Rosetta took the basketball away from the man. Comes back 4-on-2. Shovels left-hand side to McKittrick. Lays one up and in. And the Cavemen move the ball well. 55-33. Full court pressure by the Cavemen. It's a trap zone. They throw through it. Picked the ball up to Lupton, left-hand side. Dead to Miller on the wing, left-hand side. Gets by the defense. Floats one up. Off no good. Follow is up and good, though, by Huxtable. So Huxtable finds two, and it's 57-33. Rosetta brings the ball down himself. Right front court. Working against, again, Hutch the bolt, flips the ball left-hand side to McKittrick, corner left-hand side to Dedmon. He'll launch the three-point attempt, misses everything, except Mr. Miller, who's playing for the Panthers, coming down, and either Berg or Dedmon got him that time. They're going to call Berg for this one. So Berg will pick up his third team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen here in the third period. Gerlitz checks in for Grants Pass. Also, Bronx on the floor for Grants Pass. Traylor's getting a breather. McKittrick stays in. Rosetta stays in. Pardon me, Traylor didn't get the breather. He's still on the floor. Ball into the backcourt, though, for the Panthers to get the ball inbounds to Richie. Richie, left front court, wants to drive. Hands the ball off to Johnson. Johnson, top of the key, looks for an outlet. Puts the ball on the floor himself, then backs away. Flips the ball left-hand side. Gives the ball up to right-hand side. Stolen away by Traylor, and Traylor is fouled almost immediately. By Lupton. Lupton will pick up the infraction. That'll be his third of the basketball game. So 57-33, and going back to the free throw line, once again will be James Traylor. 3 of 8 from the free throw line for James tonight. 9 points in the basketball game. Come on, James, we need one more to get you into the double figures. 2 minutes left here in the third period. Traylor at the free throw line. Shot is up, short, off. Shakes it off, gets the basketball back in his hands. McKittrick turns, had a word with the coach. Now he's back focused, and he gets this one down. So he's got 4 from the free throw line and into double figures. 10 points for Traylor. Panthers come back, almost lose the ball, but it's finally picked up, and bodies all over the floor. They tried to flip the ball to, I believe, Miller. Somebody got a hand on it. Traylor dove for it. He was on the floor. It's going to be Panthers ball inbounds from the end line. I think we're going to clean up the floor first. We're looking for a towel. Anybody got a towel? Somebody, there's a towel flying out of there. Going to clean up the floor there. Make it safe for everybody as possible. So on the floor for Grants Pass, once again, Bronx Ely, Gerlitz, McKittrick, Rosetta, and Traylor. Everybody's over trying to move what moisture around on the floor and get it evaporated, and the officials seem to be happy with the situation right now. Clevenger going to make the inbounds play. Traylor's going to come over and guard him at the sideline. Ball out front, though, to Richie. Richie, right front court, comes down quickly. Hands the ball off, though, to Miller. Miller gets a pick and shot is up. Off, no good. Rebound being fought for and finally pulled down by Rosetta. Baseball throw down to Bronx, who lays one up and in. The Cavemen execute. Bronx gets his first 2 of the night. 57-36. Miller into the forecourt, left-hand side. Draws the double team. Ball flipped left-hand side to Johnson. Johnson surrounded by Traylor. Traylor gets his ball, hands on the ball. He's out in front of everybody again. Goes all the way, lays one up. That's good. And Traylor gets his his fourth field goal, really. Got 12 points in the basketball game now on the drive. And Traylor then comes back a little overzealous after that. And commits the foul, trying to steal the ball back. So Traylor will pick up the infraction. His second of the night, 14th foul on the Cavemen. It'll be Panthers ball inbounds on the sideline. The west side over just in front of the cheerleaders. Clevenger will make the play. Clevenger holds the ball high, clicks the ball out front then to Pacheco. Pacheco working against Gerlitz. Moves off to the right-hand side. Everybody else down low. Pacheco to the free throw line. Kicks it to Miller on the drive. Goes up with a shot that's checked. Loose basketball finally picked up by Johnson on the wing, right-hand side. Back out front then to Clevenger. Clevenger begins to direct traffic, working against Traylor. Drives right-hand side. Traylor with him stride for stride back. Right-hand side to Miller. All alone, launches another three. That's his third three of the night. 17 points for the young man. 60-38. 41 seconds left here in the third period. McKittrick across the timeline, bringing the ball down. Right-hand side to Traylor on the wing. Out front quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz left-hand side then to McKittrick. McKittrick drives the baseline. And before he gets to the bucket, a whistle blows. I didn't see what caused that. Foul called on Richie. That'll be his third. And going to the free throw line will be McKittrick. So McKittrick stands in at the free throw line. He is 2 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. Just 4 points into tonight's basketball game so far. 29 seconds left here in the third period. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. One more shot coming for Grady. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound Panthers in the hands of Clevenger. Brings the ball down. He's a double team. Throws over left-hand side then to Richie. Richie with the basketball left-hand side. Back right-hand side to Pacheco. Then to Clevenger. Wing right-hand side. Clevenger brings it back out front. Being bothered all the way by Rosetta. Rosetta, good defense this time. Finally, Clevenger gets by. Bounce pass down low to Miller. Puts it up and in. And Miller is really a secret weapon. He's got 19 points in the basketball game tonight. 3 seconds to play as he came and give it to McKittrick from the timeline. Another foot and a half, and he'd have had a long, long three. But at the end of three, it's 62-38, Grants Pass Trail. The Panthers will be right back with the fourth period after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Fourth period going to be brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Oh, great pizza. They brought us here one the other night, last game. Give me a call at 476-2133, and they'll get a pizza delivered to you. Call right now. You might be able to get it by the end of the game here. That pizza, pepperoni, mushroom, and olive, my favorite. There you go. Inbounds into the backcourt for the Caveman. Gets the ball back to McKittrick. It was contested. Richie with him stride for stride into the forecourt. Great into the free throw line. Clips the ball in the corner left-hand side to Bronx for three. Missed everything. Right into the hands of Pacheco. Pacheco lead pass down the right-hand side to Miller. Miller's got the hot hand tonight, but flips the ball back out front to Pacheco. Then down low to Johnson on the alley-oop. Puts it up and in. So Johnson now has 9 points in the contest. 64-38. Bronx on the right-hand side. Drives the baseline. Flips the ball right-hand side to Dedmon. Puts it down low, and Dedmon finds two for the Caveman. He's got six. 64-40. In the backcourt, Pacheco with the basketball for the Panthers. Quickly up to Richie. Left-hand side then to Clevenger. Clevenger into the corner to Johnson. Johnson for three. Off, no good. Long rebound comes out. Johnson chases it out of bounds. Going to be... I was going to say Grants Pass ball, but the official said it's Panther basketball. Inbounds from the end line, far quarter from us right now. They'll put up a picket fence along the baseline now. They'll break out of that, get some movement going here. Pacheco's way out front, but the ball goes to Miller left-hand side, who launches another three. 22 points for him. 40-67, Grants Pass trailing right now. Rosetta out front with the basketball, comes down the free throw line. Triple team there looking for help. Bounce pass down low to Ely, who drives the bucket, lays one up and in. So with three on Rosetta, he found the open man. That was Ely, 67-42. Richie with the basketball, gives it back to Pacheco. Pacheco, top of the key, cuts off the left-hand side, has room himself. Backs away, though, from the lane. Didn't take a shot. I'm surprised. Back out front to Miller. Miller lobs it right-hand side to Richie. Richie head fakes, drives down the lane, lays one up off glass. No good, and a whistle stops the action. And let's see. We've got two players on the floor, both Panthers. So Gerlitz will draw the foul for Grants Pass. His first of the night. First team foul on the Caveman here in the fourth period. And we're cleaning up the floor again. Just about have that done. One, two, three, four threes for Scotty Miller. Get enough twos and free throws to give him 22 points in the basketball game. When play is resumed, we'll go back to the charity stripe there with Quentin Ritchie on the free throw line. He is one for one from the free throw line tonight. That's a receive. Says he's about a 62% free throw shooter. One dribble. Knee bend. Shot is up. Follow through. It's good. That's his 12th point in the basketball game. Mostly in the second period. Von Strahl checks in and Clevenger sits down. They don't lose a lot of talent with that one. 68-42. The score right now. 6:24 to play in this contest. On the road next Friday night shot. Shot is up and good this time. So the Medford Panthers take a timeout. A look at the scoreboard, 69-42. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman coming back out on the floor after the Panthers' timeout. It'll be Caveman basketball inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor. Brock Zeeley comes over to make the inbounds play against full court pressure. Ball comes right-hand side to McKittrick. That quick. McKittrick in the backcourt as traffic clears a little bit. He's working against Ritchie from the Panthers. Quickly into the forecourt, right-hand side. Looking for help now. Drives the left-hand side. Keeps the dribble alive. Holds the basketball. Looking for help now. Flicks the ball left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz right-hand side in the corner to Ely for three. Good. Boy, it took a while to get down, but it did. Ely's got seven in the basketball game. Quickly, Pacheco brings it out at 69-45. Out front with the basketball. Ball flips right-hand side to Miller. Miller spins, attacks the basketball from the right-hand side on the wing. And I don't think he's missed tonight. He's got 24 points in the basketball game. Right-hand side is Rosetta. Rosetta drives all the way. Lays one up off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Ritchie quickly. Comes right-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Pacheco. Pacheco fakes once. Then comes to the top of the key. Gives the ball off again to Miller. Drives. Kicks it left-hand side to Johnson. He goes up and lays it in. And Johnson gets his 10th point in the basketball game at 73-45. 5 minutes to go. On the drive, far side. Rosetta goes up with a shot. Blocked. Picked up by Pacheco, comes back three on four. We'll wait for help. Left-hand side gives it to Johnson, top of the key. No shot. Now to Miller. Doesn't take a shot. That's a good thing. Ball left-hand side on the wing. Then to Von Strahl. Back out to Miller. Then between the circles to Pacheco, right-hand side to Johnson. Down low to Miller. Miller spins. Has got room. Four-footer from the right-hand side. And it falls through. Can't miss tonight. He's got 26 in the contest. 75-45. The Caveman trail by 30. Bronx into the forecourt now. Gives the ball left-hand side to Dedman. Dedman right-hand side again to Bronx. Out front, top of the key. That's to McKittrick. Right-hand side again to Gerlitz. Gerlitz to Dedman on the wing, right-hand side. He'll look for a seam. Tries to get in the paint. Kicks it left-hand side to McKittrick for three. This one's up and, oh, Rosetta tangled up with Johnson. Both men on the floor. Rosetta's up. Johnson's being helped up now. No blood on the floor. All the bones are in the right place and in the right direction. Foul called on Johnson, I think. So Johnson will get his third. And the official now also talking to Rosetta. They've been bumping shoulders all night long. And now he's talking to Johnson. And number 14 comes into the basketball game. That's Huxtable. And Johnson comes out. Now number 11, that's Ritchie, comes up to Rosetta. And things have got a little chippy here. Inbounds play for the Caveman. Bounce pass right-hand side to Bronx. Floats one up and good. Bronx is scoring tonight. He's got a hot hand, too. He's got nine in the basketball game. Pacheco into the forecourt for the Panthers. Right-hand side on the wing. Looks down low. Flips the ball out front to just barely gets it to Von Strahl. Back bounce pass right inside to Miller. Miller loses his footing. And foul stops. Pacheco. Pacheco wasn't close to him. But Pacheco comes out. Pardon me. Dedmon comes out. I have that as his fourth. And McKittrick does come out of the basketball game. So we've got Berg, Rosetta, Bronx. Number four comes in, and this is Brendan Carson. His first time on the floor tonight. It's 75-47. South Panthers have gone to their bench right now. 75-47, 3:06 to play. And Miller gets another one. Caveman back on the attack. Dedmon out front with the basketball. Right-hand side then to Berg. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Attacks along the baseline. Spins inside. Puts a shot up. That's good. And he's fouled again. So Rosetta gets another field goal. He's got 16 points in the basketball game. That's his average. Foul called on Huxtable. So Huxtable will pick up his third. And Rosetta goes to the free throw line. Got 16 points in the basketball game tonight. See if we can get over 50 here. Two dribbles, two more dribbles. Oh, that's just the one. Okay, deep knee bend. Shot is up and hits the front of the iron. Off, no good. On the drive, right-hand side, quickly. Panthers are flying down the floor. Ball slapped away at the last minute out of the hands of the Panther driving by Berg. Really got a hand on it. And the Cavemen go to their bench, and Rosetta comes out of the basketball game. He comes out with 16 points, 5 field goals, 6 of 7 shooting from the free throw line. And the ball alley-ooped in by, and on the inbounds play, another whistle. Calling things pretty close right now. Foul called on. So Bronx Ely drew that foul. That'll be his second. Inbounds play now into the corner. Left-hand side quickly goes to Atchley. Atchley back out front quickly to Lupton. Lupton with the basketball moves left-hand side for the Panthers. Back to Atchley, left-hand side. Looks out front, finds Miller. Miller drives to the top of the key, wants to come all the way down. Floats one off glass. Kind of blocked out of bounds. Picked up by Miller. Back out of bounds, flip back in quickly. The official says, no, let's stop play here. Gives the ball to Bronx Ely, and Amaya checks into the basketball game, and Dedmon sits down. So Amaya gets the inbounds play from Bronx. Amaya in the basket, the backcourt, into the forecourt now. Drives back to the right-hand side, back to the left-hand side now all the way. Lays one up, that is good. So Amaya comes off the bench and penetrates, finds two. See, we've still got Berg and McKittrick on the floor for the starters. Comes down left-hand side now. The Panthers on the attack. Number 22, Lupton with the basketball out front. On the wing, hands the ball off quickly to take Newman out on the floor. That's number four, Carson. Carson back left-hand side into the corner, then to Miller. Miller spins, tries to get by the defensive Bronx. Shoots over him. Off, no good. Board cleared, though, by number 22. Goes back up with a shot. It's no good. Lupton was that. Foul called on Grant's pass. This will be on Gerlitz. So Gerlitz will pick up his second of the basketball game. That's a 15 foul on the Cavemen with a minute 3 to play. 78-51 at the free throw line number 22. That's a shot is up and good. That's Lupton. It's his first field goal of the night. One more shot coming. He's got 3 points in the basketball game. One more shot coming. Shot is up and off. No good. Whistle stops the action. Going to be Grant's Pass basketball. So Dirk Ely is into the game, and he'll make the inbounds play. Goes right-hand side quickly to... That's Bayard. Bayard into the basketball game. Comes down the right-hand side. Out front. Slides off to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz drives, comes all the way. Underhanded layup off. Won't go. Board cleared by the Panthers. Gives the ball back left-hand side. Is that Richie with the basketball? It is. Gives it right-hand side, top of the key to Lupton. Lupton, top of the key, drives, goes all the way down, kicks it right-hand side. Shot goes up by Huxtable, off no good. Check from behind by Berg. Berg got a hand on it. So it'll be Panthers ball inbounds. Running clock as we speak right now, and it's running down 27 seconds. Inbounds play from the end line, going to flip right-hand side in the corner to Huxtable. Huxtable with the basketball, 20 seconds on the clock. Back out front quickly to Ashley. Ashley with the basketball out front. 13 seconds. They're just going to dribble it out, let the time run out. Final score going to be 78-51, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
What happens when you bring in 40 ounces of peanut butter and 12 ounces of jelly to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford? We turn into a pair of wiper blades valued up to $45 installed on your vehicle. That same food also helps to feed families in our communities. We want to thank Hunter Communications and Melissa Shreve from Shreve Insurance for each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly. Wipe Out Hunger ends on February 13th. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, take care of you, and wipe out hunger.
Welcome back, everyone. Final score, 78-51. The Grants Pass Cavemen lose to the Panthers of South Medford tonight. That gives Grants Pass a 5-4 conference record, 8-11 overall. South Medford now is 8-1 in conference and 16-6 overall. Grants Pass may or may not be in third place right now, or tied for third place, depending on what happens at Willamette tonight against the South Eugene Axe. In the meantime, Grants Pass, lost the first half 41-21 by obviously 20 points. Lost the third period 21-17 to make it 62-38. And then lost a final period 16-10 to make it 78-51. Grants Pass scoring came on 18 field goals, 1 3-pointer. They were 14 of 25 from the free throw line, whistled for 16 fouls compared to 21 fouls for the Panthers. Panthers scoring came on 29 field goals, 7 3-pointers. They were 13 of 14 from the free throw line. Final score 78-51. And head coach Nate Olson has just made it up from the floor to join us here. Coach, they unleashed a suffocating defense on you early.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they make us work, and we just kind of got caught up in it, got sped up. Didn't really play our style that first half. I think, you know, them making some shots early, I think, you know, got us a little flustered as well. Even though, I mean, the first quarter we're right in it, you know, but they hit that three at the end of the half or in the quarter. Again, we got to be able to play at our pace. I think we just got caught up, you know. Not sure if we thought it was just the game was bigger than just a game, but wasn't our finest moment out there tonight. But again, at the end, the guys kept working hard. You know, we could easily, you know, we're down 30, just say, hey, whatever. But you know, we kept working, kept trying to get better, working on some things that we could maybe use down the stretch. So proud of their effort at the end there, just kind of continuing to grind, continuing to work.
All right, things got a little chippy at the end. What was going on the floor, Coach?
Yeah, I think it's just that's the
intensity.
Yeah, it's just this game, this rivalry. You know, I think. A lot of people, say North South's kind of the rivalry. You know, to me, it's kind of GP South, just because I think over the years we had some good teams and had some good battles. So I think it's just part of the moment. You know, the guys play together a lot. I mean, the three, and again, third time to play each other. So again, you know how that goes. You get the same kids, same same people guarding you, those type of things. Kind of like a playoff series in a way where it just gets chippier down the stretch.
Yeah, you bump shoulders an awful lot with the same guys.
Yep, totally.
Okay, at any rate, and that happens. We know that most of it's left on the floor.
Yep.
Looking ahead a little bit right now, have you heard what's going on at Willamette tonight?
I have not.
Okay, all right. At any rate, that's where we're headed next Friday night. What do you think of Willamette? You had a pretty good time with them last time.
Yeah.
You're on their floor.
Yeah, we got Sheldon Friday.
That's right, Sheldon.
Sheldon Friday. But yeah,
Willamette's the last game of the season.
Correct. Yeah. But yeah, you know, Sheldon's a tough game. Again, they're good basketball team, good size. They can shoot it, so we got to get out and work. You know, we're competitive down here. I mean, again, not one of our finest games against them either, turnover wise. But again, if we can limit our turnovers like we have been doing. Gives us a shot. I think that first half we were at, 13 turnovers or something like that. Just far too many. We were going a full game. Down that this little streak we had going. So we got to be able to handle the pressure again. Not get caught up. A loss is a loss. It's fine. We just got to build from it, learn from it, and then flush it and move on to the next.
All right. I like that. Well, just flush it and move on to the next one. The next one this Friday night. Any difference with getting back on the road? You've been home now for, five games in a row?
Yeah, it's been pretty nice. It's been kind of nice. I agree. So, on the road. So, but again, it'll be a good test for us. I think I want to see – I'm excited to see how we respond. Again, another, good opponent, above us in the standings. So, but a chance – another chance to compete, another chance to, show what we can do. So.
All right. Well, we'll be there certainly this Friday, that Friday night. The next Tuesday, a pretty important night. That's the 17th. That's senior night here.
Yep.
And we've been talking about that a little bit. A big doubleheader. You get to see both varsity games. It's senior night. What do you expect that night?
I hope everybody comes out and watches it, being the last home game of the year. And the four seniors have been, part of the program for 4 years. So it's, hope, people come, pack the stands, give them a good send-off, and I hope they come out and, play hard and get the victory.
All right, well, North Bedford coming in, and if you want to talk about rivalries, there's one.
That's all, yeah. I mean, again, once you get in your league play, and you see each other so much, you play each other, you're playing in summer league, and these kids have been playing each other AAU forever. So, again, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a grind. It's going to get intense. But, again, that's why I tell you, that's why you play. That's why you show up. You want to be in these moments. You want to be part of these games.
All right, the sickness has been going well. Certainly Young has been out for about four games now. So we'll hopefully get him back for Friday night. Is that anticipated?
I'm hoping. We've been chatting. He's been feeling a little better, so I'm hoping he's back tomorrow, if not Thursday. And then, we just see where he is conditioning wise. But it'd be good to get him back. Such a good kid. Good team guy. Somebody fun to be
probably around. Be a little out of shape after this absence.
I would think so. I would think so. So yeah, we'll see again how he responds once he gets back to practice and gets up and down the floor.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you for coming up. Sometimes I know after a game like that, it's tough to come up, but we certainly appreciate your efforts.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much, Head Coach Nate Olson. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the scoring, at least for the Grants Pass Cavemen here tonight. Let's see. Dirk Ely and Bayard both got in. Didn't figure to my scoring line. Abisai Amaya, 2-point field goal coming off the bench. Preston Gerlitz picked up 2 fouls. Bronx Ely, pretty good night. 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 9 points, and 2 fouls. Caden Dedman, 2 field goals, 2-for-4 at the free throw line, 6 points and 4 fouls. Weston Berg, 1 2-point field goal and 2 fouls. Let's see. Grady McKittrick, 1 2-point field goal, 2 for 4 at the free throw line, 4 points and 2 fouls. James Traylor, 4 field goals, was 4 of 10 from the free throw line. But still, 12 points tonight and 2 fouls. And Jordan Rosetta, 5 field goals, 6 for 7 at the free throw line, 16 points and 2 fouls. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the scoring that we have. Let's see, leading scorer for South Medford. I just got to get this one. Let's see if I can do this here quickly. 2-5, 11, 14 field goals. 1, 2, 3, 4 field goals, or 4 threes. 2 for 2 at the free throw line, and 2 fouls for Scotty Miller. I had him for 28 points. All right, we'll, what we'll do is we'll take just a quick breather here and talk about the Valvoline Player of the Game for you right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tonight's player of the game, we talked about a couple of things here, that it's not always scoring, and we're going to talk about some different things tonight, including passing and rebounding and defense and those kinds of things, and we're going to focus on some of that tonight because our player of the game tonight wasn't the leading scorer. It was decent with 12 points, but his defense, some great passes, some bullet passes, working up and down the floor, and certainly deserving of some recognition. Here's James Traylor, our player of the game, and we'll have a word there. That's all brought to you by our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. Once again, tip of the hat to James Traylor. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on the road this Friday night when we head to Sheldon to take on the Irish there. We hope you'll join us. In the meantime, though, for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Brian Diotti, I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Panthers 78, Grants Pass 51. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.